and welcome to episode 39 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking a beer and talking what's going on.
That's right. Just one beer.
Yes, I did get in trouble with YouTube. I'm pretty sure it was for the cursing last week. I went on a tirade, but it might have been because it was kind of obvious I had more than one beer during my video. Yeah. Anyway, we had a lot of crap happen this week, but at the same time, nothing happened. I will say I'm pretty excited the Supreme Court made a decision on a Second Amendment issue. I don't remember where it was, but it was a while ago. Apparently, the dude's wife thought he was suicidal. Which, I mean,
Rhode Island.
Yeah. Apparently, he pulled out his handgun, put it on the table, and told her to shoot him and just get it over with. And then when the police showed up, they took him away and then went through his home and collected all of his firearms. And the Supreme Court unanimously, 9-0, voted that you cannot do that. You need some kind of warrant.
When was the last time that they agreed on something unanimously?
That's an excellent question. I wish I had thought to look that up. See, you're drinking the Miller like the usual here.
Yeah.
I went with the Boston Lager myself.
Well, I thought it might have been a pumpkin.
No. You know how tough it is to find a pumpkin beer this time of year?
You could do it Derek's way and stock up.
Just buy 40 cases.
Yeah. Enough to last you through the year.
Hey, it's not a terrible idea if you don't mind having cases of stuff sitting in the corner for 6 months, you know? I do. I feel like a basic bitch, though. Like, I love my pumpkin beer. Anyway, you got anything else to say about this firearms thing?
No, I just, you know, thought it was very interesting that the Supreme Court, you know, unanimously decided on this. You know, it's so rare that all 9 justices agree.
Yeah.
On anything.
Yeah, I have no idea when the last time was. I'm just going to guess it was before I was born. That I have no idea.
Yeah.
I do think it's pretty good that they took up a Second Amendment case.
Right.
To try to keep some of these states in check that are passing unconstitutional gun laws. Speaking of, remember a couple months ago, maybe even a year ago, we were talking about how the Republicans don't seem to have any balls to fight back about anything, and how we need to have some of these groups doing like Second Amendment sanctuary cities and stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently there are a ton of them. Actually, I think I heard that on the No Agenda show today at work. I'm not sure. I enjoy that show, but the app I have to get to it, Tune In, is a pain in the butt. Every time I go to start one, the next episode, it restarts the old one.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I have to go through it and
find a different app. There's plenty of different podcast apps out there.
I know, but this TuneIn one has basically everything I want to listen to for the most part anyway.
Okay.
And even has the Daily Wire. And I like a lot of stuff from the Daily Wire, but Ben Shapiro, man, that. All right, guys. Well, we're gonna do
his. He talks too fast, and his voice is just too annoying to me. You know.
Actually, what someone should do is slow it down. So
I know. I was thinking about that. You know, it's like, hey, I bet you could slow him down to half speed, and he'd sound halfway normal.
And it would bring the voice down deeper too, so it wouldn't be all quick and fast. And what's going on here is, you know, they don't care that you don't live in Israel. You know, it's that you're Jewish.
Actually, I guess he does that to try to get as much out in as little time as possible, but man, is it annoying.
It is, and the guy always drives me nuts because he makes good arguments. Even when I think they're not the right conclusion, his argument is solid every time, and it drives me nuts. Actually, I mentioned the thing about how he said that they don't care that you're not Israeli, it's that you're Jewish.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that with Sarah Silverman?
No.
She made it a point of coming out and saying that a whole bunch of Jews in America, Jewish people, I'm not sure what's offensive and what's not. Anyway, Jewish people were attacked after this whole Palestine thing. And she said that people need to realize that the Jewish people aren't Israel. They're not interchangeable. And Ben Shapiro is like, they don't care. It's like, it has nothing to do with the border. It's the fact that they're Jewish. Mm-hmm. And I was like, which, by the way, it is kind of funny that the group that calls everyone Nazis is cheering at the possible destruction of Israel.
Right.
I can't be the only one who sees the irony in that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we got off topic in a hurry, huh?
Well, I mean, you've switched to Israel, so we might as well stick with it for a little while.
That's a good point. That's actually on our list, isn't it? I thought
it was very interesting that I think it was today or yesterday. It might have been yesterday that Biden came out and talked about President Netanyahu. And I think I heard it on a podcast today. And also that he's trying to take credit for the ceasefire.
Biden trying to take credit for the ceasefire?
Yeah.
He didn't even make a public statement, did he?
No. He just called the prime minister up, not the president, the prime minister, and said he wanted him to de-escalate.
Who's the prime minister of Israel?
Yeah. Not the president of Israel.
There's a prime minister too?
No, there is only a prime minister. There's no president.
I thought they had a president. Really? My mistake.
Prime minister runs the country in Israel. Yeah, runs all that kind of stuff in Israel.
It's still Bibi, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Netanyahu for anyone who's, for all six people that might be listening.
Yeah. But, you know, so it was very interesting that Biden doesn't know the guy's position in the government. And, you know, basically the problem with these ceasefires is, and we've seen this in the Palestinian and Israel happen throughout our whole lifetime. All the ceasefire does is it allows the Palestinians to restock their missiles, to have more missiles to fight again.
Well, I mean, it does more than that, but it is interesting that every time these Hamas guys fire rockets into Israel, someone says it's self-defense because of whatever for years.
Right.
But they keep signing ceasefires, and then Hamas fires more rockets at them, and then people say it's self-defense. Like, you can't sign paperwork saying the fight's over.
Well, and then attack them at self-defense. That's why I think what they're doing is they're running low on missiles. They're building these missiles in country now. So this gives them a chance to, you know, resupply their stockpile.
I will say Israel is far more powerful than these guys are.
Well, Israel's got nuclear weapons.
Well, yeah, but they're not going to nuke the Gaza Strip.
No, it's too close to them.
Exactly. The wind could shift and blow that radiation right back at you.
And I know we helped develop Iron Dome.
I was just going
to say it works.
It kind of works. I mean, it does pretty good, but what was it, 23 Israelis were killed, and they were civilians, and they didn't hit a military base.
And how many Palestinians were killed?
Yeah, hundreds. which I shouldn't laugh at. That's not something to laugh at, but that's the overwhelming firepower of Israel.
The Iron Dome does pretty well with what it was designed to do. So
I can't imagine what it cost to build that thing.
You know, and it's something that Israel had to design and build was because at one point
by enemies.
They were surrounded by all their enemies. You know, President Trump has got a few of the Arab countries to recognize Israel as a country now.
That was a big deal. We definitely covered that because we talked about that for a long time, that the sheer fact that they even recognize them as existing.
Yeah.
Was huge.
Right.
It was huge. Huge. Oh, I didn't cut any sound clips this week again. But yeah, just in case anyone who is listening doesn't know what the Iron Dome is, it's not actually like a big bubble. It's it's a guided missile defense system that picks off incoming missiles.
It's kind of like what they're trying to build for us with the cruisers and destroyers, you know, to be able to take out missiles as they come into the coastline of the U.S. before they get here and destroy them.
Kind of. You know as well as I that the cruisers and destroyers were built to defend the carrier.
Yeah.
The carrier is so we can go there and blow someone else up. Always fight at their house, not your house, right?
Right. Uh-huh. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk this week about whether or not the U.S. and the Democrats support Israel. Biden came out today and says his party still supports Israel. So I'm sure he's going to end up getting some backlash from some of the progressives in the party for saying that out loud.
Probably, but you never know what the Dems are going to do these days. Because typically they'll broaden their message to get elected to basically encompass anything that's not the Republican Party. Excuse me. Taking both sides of an argument to different groups they talk to. But usually they just cut all the stuff off once they get into office.
Yeah.
And exactly that. They'll say stuff like this, and half the people that voted for them, we all pissed off. It's just frustrating as hell because it happens every 4 years.
Right.
You know, or 8 or 16 or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy that, you know, you vote this guy in and then you're just shocked at what he's doing. It's like, well, you did it last time too. You know what I mean?
Nothing shocks me anymore. You know, they just do what they want to do.
I mean, I get the idea of the uninformed youth voter. You know, when you turn 18 or the first time you vote,
yeah,
you're idealistic. I get that. But at some point, you have to have been affected by life. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, or at least don't vote if you're not paying attention to what's going on.
Yeah.
Just my opinion.
So Biden tried to make a joke when he was at the Ford Motor Company showing off the electric truck.
When you said joke, I thought maybe you were going to talk about the Coast Guard graduation.
We're getting to that.
Okay.
We'll roll into that next.
Yeah. We'll circle back.
We'll circle back to it. Because one of the reporters tried to ask him about Israel, and he said he could only ask if he was allowed to let President Biden drive over him.
Yeah, yeah. Or lay down or something like that, or stand in front of me while I step on the gas, something like that.
If that would have been a Republican president that said that, all hell would have broken loose by now.
Well, I mean, I understand why people are still trying to ask him questions, just even if it's just to prove that he won't answer a question. But at this point, it's like, what's the point of even asking a question besides to prove that he won't answer a question?
Yeah, because he's been instructed by his handlers not to answer any questions unless it's approved by them.
Or Nancy Pelosi, too. I don't know if she counts as a handler or not, but he's like, Nancy, am I allowed to take questions?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my exactly. God, Joe.
You're the president. You can do whatever you want, you know?
That's not true at all.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, you can answer questions.
If he wanted to take questions, he could take questions.
Not just that. You should take questions. People want to hear what the president has to say, even if you don't like, especially if you don't like who's in office, you want to hear what they have to say, right?
Well, that was one of the things that the reporters, you know, probably miss about President Trump now, is he always took questions on his way to the helicopter.
He did for a while just stop altogether after he stopped the press briefings.
Yeah, but he would still take a question or two as he was walking from the Oval Office out on the White House lawn to the helicopter. Yeah. He still did that all the whole time throughout the 4 years.
And he was the news story for, it's been 5 years now, 6 years now.
Well, they're trying to still keep him as a news story because their ratings are so bad without him.
Yeah, like for example, what's happening in New York with this investigation. They made sure to put the word criminal in there about Giuliani, criminal investigation.
Yeah.
And all I could think was, of course it's a criminal investigation. The state doesn't file civil charges.
Right. And also, you know, they're investigating the Trump organization up there, you know.
This is going to set a precedent that is not going to end well.
No, they never do.
And this is like what the Dems like to do. They like to change a rule or make a precedent and then flip out when it comes back to kick them. Like, well, the whole Supreme Court justice thing, they didn't even get, was it, I want to say Markle, but that's the princess, the oppressed princess.
Merrick Garland?
Yes. Didn't even get the guy into, he's got into the court. He's got a position now.
Yeah, he's got a very powerful position now.
But they didn't even get the guy in, and they changed the rule to be, what, a majority vote?
Yeah.
And then Trump shows up and gets three people in, and they're flipping out trying to stop everything the whole way. It's like, you guys put this policy into place, and now you're upset about it.
Right.
And that's what's going to happen if they try to prosecute Trump. Dear God, like, as much as a lot of people would have liked it, we all knew that Trump wasn't going to actually put Hillary Clinton in prison.
No.
It's just, it's not good etiquette in politics.
It never was going to happen. You know, it was a good campaign slogan, you know. But,
it was, yeah, lock her up. There's been a bunch of good campaign slogans, though. I mean, Obama's, as much as I disliked a lot of what he did, Yes We Can was a good one, you know?
Better than hope and change.
I'll keep my guns and money. You can keep the change.
Build back better.
The Great Reset. That's starting to really freak me out, dude. Many countries have mentioned this. Leaders of the countries, that is. Obviously, Germany itself doesn't speak. But they're saying that you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. And I mean, right now, this has been the largest transfer of wealth in world history. I heard somewhere, I don't remember, actually, it might have been the No Agenda show. They said something about how many new billionaires have been formed in this last year, and it was insane.
Oh, yeah, it was on No Agenda show. They were all drug-related people, too.
Yeah, it's right. Like, big pharma
Pfizer
guys.
Pfizer and Moderna, you know.
Where are they getting this money from? Like, how much money
did they? They're paying. We got to pay for those shots.
That's right. Jesus Louise. So if these guys are billionaires, that means they could have sold any of this stuff at a far lower price.
Well, they're corporations, you know, that are supposed to be making a profit. So
I agree. And just that you brought that up. Means I have to see more testing for a vaccine because these guys are trying to make a profit. So they cranked it out.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, this is a perfect chance for the libs to blame Trump. Because he's the one who pushed these vaccines through.
Okay, I have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
From Fox News, Jeffrey Epstein's prison guards have stricken a deal to avoid jail time.
Oh. Ooh. Well, very interesting. I wonder what they're accused of then.
Probably killing him.
There's no way they're going to be able to, unless they're selling out everybody. Else. Oh my God, he's going to shoot himself in the back of the head and then hang himself.
Yeah. We hadn't talked about Jeffrey Epstein in a little while, you know. So.
I was actually going to bring him up because it wasn't on the list, but I wanted to talk about Bill Gates, and that was going to go right to Epstein.
There you go. Well, let's go to Bill Gates now.
Sure. Bill Gates is divorcing Melinda. We talked about this.
Yeah.
I don't know if I mentioned it before, but I had this theory. I still don't know if it's going anywhere. That they're doing this to protect their wealth by splitting it up more into smaller pockets.
Mm-hmm.
When this Great Reset comes about, like, why is Bill Gates buying up all the farmland in the United States?
Also, he's a big vaxxer too. You know, he has really tried to encourage the world with his medical degrees to get the vaccine.
You know what's funny about that is I am more qualified, and so aren't you, than Bill Gates. Always stuff like this. I'm not sure how high up you were trained, but just being on a Navy ship,
yeah,
You were trained pretty good in medical care, at least emergency triage care.
Yep.
I mean, I was a flipping fire marshal in the Navy, you know. And I don't know if everyone knows it, but that this insane health, well, life-saving training that goes into that kind of stuff, you know.
Yep.
And don't you know, Bill Gates is a brilliant dude. Not only did he invent Microsoft, but he was smart enough to go buy half of Steve Jobs' project over there at Apple. But yeah, he's been now. People don't like him so much anymore now, though, because apparently the stuff coming out about him and Epstein.
Well, it's always been suspected. You know, they were really close friends. They've been seen at parties together and stuff like that. So, I mean, a lot more of this is going to come out, especially if Epstein's assistant actually goes to trial and starts naming names and telling things to save her butt.
I'm a little surprised she's not dead already, honestly.
Yeah.
I know it sounds like conspiracy theorists, but we all know Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself, right?
No way.
Everyone knows this. Oh, the cameras went out for exactly as long as it took for someone to choke him to death.
Yeah, and then hang him up, you know, make it look like he committed suicide.
Yeah, even the doctors, even the was two coroners said, like, no, the hyoid's broken. This is like 99%. Sure, it was strangulation, not hanging.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cool. And we just said nope and pushed it off to the side.
Right.
Let you know, even billionaires aren't bulletproof, huh?
No.
But yeah, it was funny because Bill Gates is also accused of trying to sleep with one of his employees or something. And Ray shared it. And I laughed my butt off as a picture. Chelsea Clinton. tweeted out that it's disgusting and she's embarrassed for Bill Gates for trying to sleep with one of his employees and everything.
And then there's Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, my head. The best part was I read the thing and I was laughing because I was like, oh, this is funny. It's like Bill Clinton. And then I was like, oh, my God, Chelsea posted it. that's even better. Hey, if it weren't for double standards, right?
Exactly. There'd be no standards at all. So back to President Biden, he gave his first graduation speech last week at the Coast Guard Academy.
Yeah. Puddle jumpers.
Yeah. But they didn't take too kindly to his jokes. So he said they were a really dull class.
Oh,
come on, man. Is the sun setting, getting to you?
Geez, of course I click on stuff. You're a really dull class. Oh my God. I would think you'd have an opportunity when I say about the Navy to clap.
Well, apparently Ronald Reagan told the exact same joke and he nailed it.
Really?
Yeah, click on the link below.
Reagan told the same joke as Biden, but the Gipper got it right. Oh God, commercials everywhere. Yeah, like 15 things opened up at once with that one.
I don't get anything opening up. I got pop-ups turned off. I got one advertisement. That's it. At the top of the screen.
Might be the computer. I have if I scroll through, it moves a little video box across everything. Then there was the big half screen thing you have to close off, like subscribe now. So he got busted plagiarizing again.
Yes.
Is that the third time?
Uh-huh.
Come on, man.
My Coast Guard aides have been excellent. One of them taught me that, and I quote, is that hard nucleus about which the Navy forms in time of war. If only so that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war. You're a really dull class. My Coast Guard aides have been excellent. One of them taught me that
He can't even deliver a joke. Huh. He had the punchline all wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, I had no idea. To be honest, though, when did Reagan take office?
In the 80s.
Yeah.
88 was when he delivered that speech.
88?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was six.
I was 1 year in the Navy.
I think Jimmy Carter was president when I was born.
Yeah, probably. He was right before Reagan.
Carter served one term too, also, though.
Right.
Like Trump.
Yep. There's been since you brought up Carter real quick, there's been a lot of comparisons between President Biden's administration and the way things are going in the world here in the state of affairs to Jimmy Carter, you know?
I've heard that, and I've heard people compare him to Jimmy Carter. I don't think that's fair. Jimmy Carter can still form a sentence. And Jimmy Carter is actually doing stuff to help people. He's out there helping build houses. But yeah, there was in terms of, yeah, you're right. In terms of the state of the world, there was a lot of stuff going on. That was a long time ago. What was that?
Well, yeah, there was gas rationing back then. You could only get gas certain days of the week.
Yeah, depending on what your license plate ended with or whatever.
Yeah, they wanted everybody to wear sweaters in their house and turn their thermostats down to save on energy. So, you know, it wasn't a good time in America. That's when we were very dependent on foreign oil, and the foreign countries decided they weren't going to ship it to us. So we had an oil shortage.
Which is, there's no oil shortage. We're just having an issue getting oil to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They chose not to send it to us and let us buy it.
Well, no, that's what just happened with the pipeline thing. Like, there's no fuel shortage. There's lines around the block. There's no fuel shortage. We're just having trouble delivering it. That's what a shortage is.
Exactly.
When you can't get it out. I had a sidetrack I wanted to go on, but I forgot what it was. Oh well. Oh dang it! We've talked about Israel already, and this is a perfect time to talk about the anti-Semitic attacks going on here in the States.
Is that part of the CRT?
CRT?
Critical race theory?
No.
All right.
That's good. I'm gonna remember CRT. I've never heard it called that. You do know, though, that's just a piece of, quote, critical theory, right?
Right.
It goes way beyond race. It goes into all sorts of crazy stuff. Gender and gender identity and... Yeah. Here we go. I'll bring that up before we go too much further than anything else. Matt Gaetz. Have you ever heard of the guy?
No, I haven't.
All right. He's been the king of Boston radio for like 30 years. He does Maddie in the Morning on Kiss 108 FM. They're huge. They do a concert every year, and they get like Mariah Carey to show up to these concerts. He was talking about that new that celebrity that just came out as non-binary. I have no idea who she is.
Right.
You could tell me the name again, and I still wouldn't know what it was. But apparently she came out as non-binary now, and he was talking about it, and he's like, and he said that he thinks...
I remember. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of her name right now, but I know. I saw something about it, too. Yeah,
he was talking about saying he thinks it's a bad idea, and we're encouraging kids to not, you know, accept reality and to have to find a way to be different. And he was told by his producers to stop. And he went back into the newsroom and said, they want me to shut up. So, all right, here we go. I'm shutting up. Matt Gaetz out. And he just walked off his show.
Wow.
Within a couple hours, they talked to him. And he wasn't back on that day. But within hours, they had already come to some agreement to him come back. He said he will not be censored. He's been doing this long enough. He's made them millions and millions of dollars. If he wants to talk about something, he's going to talk about it. And I was a little surprised that a Boston radio station would do that, would let him speak uncensored. It's very, very
unusual.
Progressive in Boston, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Is he syndicated? Does he, is he only on in Boston, or is he on another radio station?
I'm assuming he is. Maddie in the Morning. Mm-hmm. I don't listen to the station or any of that stuff myself.
And if he was syndicated, that may play a role in why they brought him back, you know, and agreed to let him, you know, say what he wants to say, because there's more money involved if he's on more stations.
Be on the like the next Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Howard Stern got woke. He's saying that all the stuff that people are doing now is despicable and wrong. And it's like, dude, that's how you made your career. Just like Sarah Silverman and Wanda Sykes. You know, they make their careers being edgy and everything. And then they slam the door shut behind them so no one else can do it.
Yeah.
All right. What's Tulsi doing now?
Well, the mayor of Chicago has put out a statement saying she will not do any interviews with white reporters. She only wants to speak to minority reporters.
Beetlejuice, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm guessing Tulsi Gabbard, well, there we go. She demands, resign. Yeah. Yeah, that's obvious racism, right?
Right.
What? How come I didn't hear about this from everyone everywhere? I think I heard about it on some podcast yesterday.
Yeah, this is from the Epoch Times. I don't even know that it's made it. I don't remember seeing an article about it on Fox News.
I've pretty much stopped following Fox News altogether. If something pops up, I'll give it a read sometimes, but yeah. I've been pretty disappointed in general. With the stuff they choose to cover, you know what I mean?
Right.
But that's just me. I get my news from a million places at once, though, you know? Yeah, so you think anything's going to happen?
No. She's a black mayor in a black city. Nothing's going to happen.
There's got to be some...
And I think she said she's not running for re-election, if I remember right, so... Yeah, I don't. Nothing's gonna happen. Nothing ever happens to them.
I don't know. A whole bunch of counties in Oregon are looking to secede into Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hilarious.
Probably not gonna happen, but yeah, they voted for it.
Why not, though? I mean, I know they're not gonna let them leave, but why not?
Because they're gonna lose a bunch of tax dollars. Portland needs their money to keep funding their crazy ideas in Portland.
But yeah, so you need to take it from the rural guys and then tell them how to live their lives so you can take more of their money?
Yeah.
Isn't that why we have states and stuff?
Yep. Uh-huh. That's why California wants to break up into like three states. You know?
They should have done that 30 years ago.
The Hollywood part, the Central Valley, and the Northern.
Central Valley. Oh, jeez. I went down to SoCal, over to SoCal once. It was nice, but I could not live there.
Too crowded.
It was crowded. It was loud everywhere.
Yeah. Weather's beautiful. 70 degrees year round.
Every day. Yeah. And the Pacific Ocean is much warmer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Hey, you hear about these this vaccine lottery in Ohio?
Yeah, it looks like other states are going to try to do it too now.
New York's doing one, and
you probably heard it on the Adult Agenda show, just like I did. My problem is the money that was in this COVID bill to help these states fund different things was not designed to fund a lottery. Five people are going to get $1 million in Ohio just because they got a vaccine.
No. And yeah, exactly. So what you're saying is we're going to hand out all this money.
And basically all these people have decided to go get a vaccine for a $2 lottery ticket.
I was just going to say the same thing for a Mega Millions ticket.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I mean, you probably have better odds, honestly, of getting the $1 million in Ohio out of the vaccinated population than a Mega Millions ticket, but it's still a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
You know, you could pay a, you could play a pick three or something, or a scratch ticket and win $1 million too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just stupid. I think that somebody needs to like take them to court and try to stop this, because that's a huge waste of taxpayers' dollars. Because this isn't money that Ohioans have put in for COVID relief.
No, that came out of your and my pocket. Money that came
from the federal government.
That's, I had a huge argument with someone the other day about that. They do not understand where this money comes from.
There is no money.
Well, no, but they didn't understand that taxes are supposed to be what funds this stuff.
Yeah.
Because I brought up the student loan thing, and I said, you're essentially making me pay for your student loan because I have already paid for my education.
Right.
And they said, no, it'll just be forgiven. And I was like, yes. And by that, it means that you don't have to pay back the money you borrowed from me for school. And they just, they didn't, they couldn't understand what I meant. Like, I didn't borrow money for you. I got a federal grant or whatever, federal loan. I was like, yes, that came out of the taxpayer's till.
Yeah.
It's like, that's money from me that we were going to use to build roads and schools that we now said, flush it down the toilet.
Because
you said, F you, I don't want to pay back this money because I studied lesbian dance theory instead of mechanical engineering.
Right.
You know? And it just, it drives me nuts that we throw away all this taxpayer money.
Yeah.
And then we just go ahead and print with trillions and trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
If we can just print money out the ass, why are any of us working?
Well, I saw an article earlier today that somebody asked Jen Psaki if there was going to be a forced stimulus. And she basically said, well, these things aren't free. Somebody's got to pay for them, the stimulus checks.
Yeah, our, my great-grandchildren will be paying for this.
Great-great-grandchildren.
Or we're trying to get the entire world involved in a war so we can reset the entire economic system of the planet in some kind of really big change of everything, you know, some kind of restart, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Is it going to be China or the Middle East where it gets started, where it lights off, you know, or is it going to be individual battles everywhere?
I think it's Middle East.
Really? You think they're going to try to take out Israel? Or the Muslims over there are just going to kill each other?
Probably kill each other.
Yeah, they do a lot more of that than they do killing other people, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Pelosi.
There's a couple on there of her related to the same topic. So.
Sure. Run us down this path so I can just shake my head and not right, believe so, that people will believe this crap.
You know, Nancy Pelosi just re-upped the rules for the House representatives, saying that they're not going to follow the CDC guidelines and people that have the vaccine can go unmasked everywhere, even though every other state in the nation is doing it now, not the House representatives. So, you know, and she's saying everybody has to be vaccinated in the House representatives. So if the Republicans want to stop wearing masks in the House of Representatives, they've got to convince their fellow Republicans to get their vaccine.
They're telling us that this vaccine is so effective that even if you contract COVID after this vaccine, you will not have symptoms.
Right.
That's what the science tells us, right? That's what the CDC has told us.
Yeah. So
just trust the scientists. So what do they care? If this is true and that they're going to kill each other by simply being in the same room together, and you hate these people because they're Nazis, why don't you let them do it then? Exactly. They'll just drop like flies around you.
Well, Nancy Pelosi went to the big White House signing that Biden did last night for the...
without a mask.
The Asian hate crime bill without a mask. And her theory was, well, we had to take a COVID test to get in there. Only people that were negative were in there, and everybody had to be vaccinated to be there too. So... it's well, isn't that kind of what's going on in the House of Representatives right now? It's like, sure, you may not make them get a COVID test, but it's just a double standard.
I thought that everyone in the house was vaccinated for some reason. I don't know why I thought that.
No, because you got some Republicans like us that don't believe in the vaccine. They want to see further testing before they actually get the vaccine.
Don't call me a Republican.
You know what I mean. You're not a Republican, but you are a vaccine doubter like Ray and I.
I wouldn't even say a doubter necessarily, but it's just not properly tested.
No, we did it in a year.
Yeah, and I don't know, just it doesn't seem... I don't trust any of this crap. Just in general, I don't trust anything anymore because... I found out if you actually look into most stuff in reality, it's none of it is what you're led to believe.
Right.
Almost none of it anyway.
Yeah.
Shoot, I mean, like, we can go down to a quantum level and with a double slit experiment and how light is sometimes a wave and it's sometimes a particle. Depends on how you're trying to measure it. Nothing is real around us.
Yeah. And two of the vaccines actually alter your DNA in some form.
I don't know about that. I think that's a myth, but I don't know enough about mRNA vaccines. Because a virus is RNA. And that's what it is. It sticks itself into your cell. It replicates itself. And then the cell explodes and more virus comes out. But we apparently have had this RNA technology for like decades, but have never used it. Why not? If we can pop out a vaccine in a year, why haven't we used this? Is there something else going on that we're not aware of?
And also I heard, because I was listening to yesterday's No Agenda show on my drive back from Baltimore last night, that a lot of these variants are being caused by the vaccines because you're not supposed to vaccine a population in the middle of a pandemic.
Correct. You're supposed to wait to after everything's happened, so then whatever's left over can be stopped. it's the same issue as people flushing antibiotics down their toilet after they've stopped taking them. Anything that does survive in that antibiotic pool is a super bug that can survive massive doses of antibiotic.
Right.
And that's exactly what's happening when you vaccinate everyone. While this thing is still mutating and trying to evolve, you're basically training it to change itself again. So the strongest ones survive, basically. Survival of the fittest, evolution. Trust the science, you know?
Yep.
It was never about, quote, science, though. You know it wasn't. Yeah. It was...
It's all about money.
I don't even believe that. I think it was...
It was about, you know, seeing how far... The world could change the population's viewpoints and our rights, take away rights, you know?
That's one way of putting it. I was going to say a test in compliance.
Yeah.
To see how far they could push before they got pushed back and by how large a group.
Yeah, we weren't supposed to change our mask rules down here until next week, I thought. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the businesses are already put up signs like, hey, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask anymore.
How do they know if you're vaccinated?
They don't. They're on the honor system.
So the people that are eager that don't
have the right to ask you for my vaccine card.
They have a right to ask you if you're vaccinated. They do not have the right to be given an answer.
Right.
Problem is if your boss asks you if you're vaccinated and you say, I'm not going to answer. He knows what it means. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought you really weren't supposed to. I'm sorry. The government's not allowed to ask about your medical record, right?
Right.
I thought there was, I don't know, for some reason, I thought even other people weren't allowed to. I guess they just can't demand that or require that information. I don't know. It seems an awful lot like the abortion argument of my body, my choice here, right?
Yeah. Except we're on the wrong side of it again.
All right, what's this restraining order? Whoa. No, yeah. You know anything about that?
Just.
federal judge rejects restraining order on HUD ruling requiring college boys and girls to share bathrooms and showers. Oh my. So the judge, he tried to say, what? Rejects the restraining. So he's saying, go ahead, you allow them to be required to bathe together. I didn't realize you hadn't read this, man.
Oh, the headline caught my
Oh, and geez. Yeah, they're trying to get me to sign up premium articles. Oh, it's because I don't have an account or whatever with these guys.
Yeah, it basically says in here that the school is trying to change the new regulation. Interferes with the college's speech, burdening its exercise of its moral religious privilege. So this sounds like some government entity is saying they've got to do that, let the boys and girls share the bathroom, and they're saying no because they're a religious school. Boy, we're going to have the kids that are going to college, they're going to have a great time.
I thought the whole idea of separate locker rooms and restrooms was to prevent sexual assault.
Well, we're encouraging it now.
It almost seems like that just so the numbers go up so we can throw more accusations at people.
Yeah.
Here's the question is if there are a whole bunch more assaults because of this, is anyone who's complaining about it actually going to acknowledge that, hey, maybe we shouldn't have put them in the same locker room?
No, they're going to blame it on something else.
It's Trump's fault. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just wish people could see past the hood of their own car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, you're being a bigot by not allowing this guy. This person who identifies as a woman to shower with the women. It's like that woman has a beard down to her belly button, you know, and a penis. It's one thing if you're transitioning, if you're doing stuff like going through a process. But that's not what these things are requiring. They're not requiring you to actually, it says identifies as.
Yeah.
If we can identify as whatever we want, then I mean, I identify as vaccinated. So I
oh yeah, I do too. Every time I walk in the food line without a mask on now, I identify as vaccinated.
I have to wait to the 29th.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I was frustrated too because ours was released after your date was. And I was like, we're going to beat Virginia by like 2 days or something. And then I saw something about Governor Blackface there. Said something. I was like, oh, of course.
Yeah, it was supposed to be the middle of June, and he changed it to the end of May, and now all the businesses have already pretty much changed it on their own now. So,
I'm still not sure where these governors got the authority to do this stuff.
Well, in Pennsylvania, they took away the power of the governor to do the health things like he did, you know. Basically, he gets 21 days of emergency power, and to extend it now, he has to go to the legislative body to extend it.
That's not a bad idea.
Because basically, the way all the governors had it for the last year is they had carte blanche to do whatever they wanted, and the legislature branches were pretty much powerless to argue with him about it.
No, yeah, basically declared himself king.
Yeah, in all 50 states.
Just like Fredo there, Cuomo.
He made millions off of his book.
Yeah, How to Handle a Pandemic. What was that, the most deaths of any single city in the country?
Nursing home deaths.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, let's take all the sick people and make sure we put them in the same building as all the most at-risk people.
That's what Trump told them to do.
Trump told them to put them in nursing homes?
Yeah, that's what he blamed it on the federal government.
And Trump was also the one who put all the respirators, got all these respirators for him when he demanded them, and then just let him sit in packages that are still wrapped up in plastic.
He sent a Navy hospital ship to New York, and the place had five people in it.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, it's because Trump won't do this. And he's like, here you go. It's like, oh, we didn't actually need any of this, and it cost the taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars to do all this stuff.
At one point, they were going to turn the convention center here in Hampton into a hospital.
And they said, oh, there's not that many sick people.
Yeah. And we still don't have a lot of flu this year.
They didn't even get a big enough sample to do any kind of study on it, right?
No.
Amazing how no one died of flu this year.
Nope, not a one, nor last year.
That's really, really weird.
Yeah.
It must be that brilliant Dr. Fauci that took care of the AIDS outbreak in the 80s.
With AZT? The drug that was killing everybody, so they weren't dying from AIDS.
Yeah. By the way, my doctor, I had a physical recently. My doctor asked me about the vaccine, and I actually brought all that up. And he goes, oh, so you've actually, like,
done some research,
look something up and like pay attention. I was like, yeah. I was like, I know who Fauci is. I was like, he was in charge of Zika virus and SARS and swine flu and avian flu. He's the one in charge of the AIDS outbreak. He's the one who gave us medicine that killed us. And doctor's like, yeah, he did all those. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna wait and see what happens with this one.
He's the highest paid government civilian.
In that AIDS medication.
More than the president, I think.
Yeah. And that, yeah, what was this, like a sixth president in a row he's worked on or something stupid like that? Jeez Louise. After the AIDS thing, you think that you would have got fired, you know what I mean?
No.
And that drug underwent proper testing. But you point this out to people and they're like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. And then you talk to a doctor, he's like, yeah, all that stuff happened.
Yeah.
Yep. Every single bit of it, yep. So yeah, and he was the one in charge of controlling this. So why am I going to keep listening to what he has to say?
Right.
Especially he said, you don't need to be wearing a mask. That's stupid. It's not going to help you. It's a piece of fabric.
And then he says, you're killing people. Wear a mask for a year.
Yeah. And then he said, double masking is stupid. Don't do that. What's it going to do? And then he comes out a week later saying, we should all double mask all the time.
Yep.
Now he says, get rid of your mask altogether.
And now we got the liberal people that don't feel comfortable taking their mask off, even though they're fully vaccinated. So they're going to keep wearing their masks forever.
That's because they don't want to be confused for
a Republican.
Yeah, the conservatives. That's what David Hogg said.
Well,
is he significant?
I don't know. Shouldn't he be too busy with his pillow company?
I thought he already walked away from that.
He did.
I know you don't listen to him, and as much as Adam and John make fun of Tim Pool, they definitely listen to his show all the time.
Okay.
Like, no, definitely. But yeah, Tim Pool is selling our pillow that he out through as his merch. It's hilarious.
I'm going to set us up a Teespring account or something like that. We're going to start doing some merch.
Oh, yeah. It'd be hilarious.
I told Ray, three people are going to buy shirts, you know? We're all going to have three of us. Shirts for the show.
And maybe, like, one dude in Alabama. Speaking of, anyone who is listening to the show, you can shoot us an email at thejeffreyandbrianshow@gmail.com.
That's right.
Ask any smart device to find our show, and you'll either get a video version or most likely an audio-only version. I say that, but Google is like the most commonly used search thing, and that's going to bring you to YouTube.
Well, okay, that's fine.
Well, yeah, except YouTube apparently will take my videos down. Last week's got taken down.
You're still on your first beer, so.
Yeah. And I don't think we've dropped an F-bomb yet.
I might be able to take the explicit tag off of this episode.
I think we said some other stuff, but yeah, no F-bombs. I'm trying to slow them down anyway. It's, I don't know. We're not still at sea, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. What's, oh, geez, that Supreme Court commission? Oh, geez. Is that about trying to expand the court?
Yes. They met virtually for 30 minutes. What can you get accomplished in 30 minutes?
Introductions. What, they were probably, it's a commission, it says?
Yeah.
Jeez, am I ringing to you or my? I think my headphones might just be too loud. Yeah, a commission. So, seriously, probably just got through introductions. Here's who I am. Here's who I am. All right, click, we're done.
Nothing substantive can be done in 30 minutes. You know, they can't create ground rules for the commission or do this or do that, you know.
Right, you can't even set up a committee.
Exactly. This just shows that this thing's going to be a huge waste of taxpayer dollars and time.
You know, I was about to say something stupid. Hi, Kitty. I was about to say, we need to get someone in there. I won't do all this BS and we'll just not be a politician. But
yeah, we've tried that.
Yeah. And you know, that's why he got elected. That's why he got elected. Trump got elected is because people were pissed and they wanted something different. But I mean, everyone teamed up on the dude and he's got a record with the most votes ever for an incumbent president.
Yeah.
He got more votes than Obama did.
Right. But not enough.
And somehow 2 a.m. Biden got more.
Yep.
All right. Ooh. They're pulling the guard out, huh? Out of D.C.?
Yep, finally. Does that mean they're going to take down the security fencing around the Capitol building?
It looks like Cuba.
Yep.
What are they still doing there?
Protected.
From what?
Let's see here.
Well, they still talk about this January 6th Capitol Hill or Capitol insurrection, right?
Yeah. So they are leaving on the 23rd. The National Guard is. Because they said they've received no requests to extend it from the Capitol Police. So 23rd is the end. So 2 days from now, they're going home.
I'm still not sure what I think of the idea of nationalizing the federal, the National Guard like that. I don't know. They're supposed to be individual states' militias, right?
Yeah, but then they get called up to go overseas, like Afghanistan and Iraq, and then they fall under the actual army at that point, or Navy, or whichever reserve branch they're under.
And there you go. That's exactly our point, is that the argument that a lot of these anti-gun folks are making is that it says something about a militia in the Second Amendment, and it's clear they don't understand what that means, but they point the National Guard as the militia. It's like, okay, then why is the militia that's supposed to defend us from the government working for the government? You know?
Yeah.
That'd be like if you let Trump do his own investigation into the Russian collusion thing. Nobody believed crap that came out when the Democrats picked their own guy to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what this other one, this Biden admin drop thing is, but did you see he got busted smuggling kids out of Mexico into other states up north, like in planes at like 2 a.m?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
What the hell?
Because the facilities are too full. So they have to like move them out to the different states. And there's people saying, hey, the federal government should be paying for all this, but you're turning it over to the states to handle it and pay for it and stuff. So he's going to get sued about that.
You should say no and make them stay in Mexico.
And what this other thing is you were talking about, this was the campaign promise that he made, that he said he would stop all deportations for 100 days.
Yeah.
From the U.S. Well, Texas sued and won the lawsuit.
It's already been over 100 days anyway, hasn't it?
Yes.
So what difference does it make?
Right. So the ICE can continue to deport people as needed. And the Biden administration has agreed to that. So, of course, they're changing the rules on who gets deported to make it more difficult to deport people, but there still will be deportations.
Interesting. So he's not going to follow in Big Brother Obama's footsteps then?
No.
By the way, I pointed that out to a friend of mine from high school the other day. That Obama was huge in deporting people, deported like everyone.
Yeah.
And they said that, no, I was wrong. I didn't know what I was talking about. You know, they went on and on. And I said, he called himself the deporter in chief.
Right.
And she didn't believe it. So I sent her the video of him saying it. She said, well, I didn't realize it. I was like, yeah, that's because you listened to what these people said. Uh-huh. And you just accepted it and you forgot about what happened 5 years ago, 8 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Because you don't care.
Right.
So you have no idea what's going on around you and you just listen to what someone else says. And if it sounds like the popular opinion, you jump on board. All right. That's a logical fallacy. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you should check out my logical fallacies playlist. All right. Well, we got one more topic here. Senator Portman slams Biden for waiving Russia pipeline. Oh, my God. I was going to bring this up anyway. Yeah. So we're cool with Russia building the pipeline to the Middle East.
Uh-huh.
But we shut down our own pipeline.
Well, this isn't a pipeline in the Middle East. This is a pipeline from Russia to the Germany or to one of the countries. It bypasses Ukraine. So instead of the NATO countries getting their fuel and gas from Ukraine, who's a NATO ally, they're going to get it from Russia. And Trump stopped them building the pipeline by putting sanctions in place on the company that was going to build the pipeline, and Biden's lifting those sanctions. So who is really the more Russian-friendly president, Trump or Biden?
I'll give you that, but I don't like the idea of the United States telling another country they can't build a pipeline in agreements with other countries. It doesn't feel like it's our place to tell Russia they can't sell oil to Germany through a pipeline, you know?
Well, Germany had other sources. They could have got their oil and natural gas from a NATO-friendly country, and then they wouldn't be reliant on Russia to get pissed off at them at some point and just turn off the spigot like Russia's done so many other times.
So that's Germany's problem. What do I care? We need to end some of these agreements we're involved in, period, I think. Trump was actually making really good points with this. We're dumping in more money than everyone else combined. We're the ones out there getting killed doing these missions that everyone's supposed to be involved in. But we got 5-1 soldiers in these places, where in these joint groups.
Even President Bush came out and said that there's going to be problems with Afghanistan the way that Biden's pulling the troops out.
Yeah. I'm convinced that this is just to piss off the Taliban enough. Or Al Qaeda, whichever group it is.
Taliban and Afghanistan.
Yeah. So they're all a bunch of garbage.
Yeah.
Piss them off just enough to do something so that Biden can say, no, we can't leave.
Yeah, I can see that.
And if nothing happens by September 11th, I bet he pushes it back. Just to see if something will happen.
Right.
That, and he can't let Trump get the credit for pulling the troops out.
And the CIA needs people to guard the poppies, so.
Yeah. You know what's funny is, as marijuana gets more and more legal in the United States, we could be making more of these, not necessarily painkillers, obviously. It's not the same. Opiates aren't the same. Opium's not the same. We're probably making a lot of different medications out of this stuff, especially sedatives.
Uh-huh.
and sleeping medication, muscle relaxers out of THC. It just seems like this could be not necessarily the replacement, but
yeah,
we could make this medication that the rest of the world's not making.
Right.
Which I don't know why. I mean, granted, it's not the best medication in the world, but if you make it in pill form, it's not like you're smoking the crap. You know what I mean? All right, that's what I got.
That's all I got.
You got nothing else you want to talk about at all?
I can't think of anything.
Well, I guess that's it. If you enjoyed the show, hit us up, shoot us a leave us a comment. If you have a topic you'd like us to talk about, shoot us an email. We'd love to have you on, especially if you disagree with us.
Yep.
Yeah. Just be civil. We can disagree without calling each other assholes or Nazis, right?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I guess that's our show. Buy our merch and smash that like button.
Summer is here.